Mapping touch points. The following are the emotions and experiences that were encountered at different touch points. The third touch point is staff awareness and understanding. Consumers. The emotions that consumers felt in relation to staff awareness and understanding included intimidated, disconcerted, vulnerable, isolated, nervous, comfortable, supported, lucky, respectful, amazed, wonderful. The experiences that were associated with staff awareness and understanding by consumers included lack of staff trust in patients' independence, no understanding of condition, staff didn't want to help, staff didn't take responsibility to help, staff made extra time, social work access was provided, good staff handovers, near nurses' stations, they had done training on caring with someone with low vision, lucky to have an orthoptist which hastened the improvement. I have no doubt that having an orthoptist makes a difference. Popped up the side railing of the bed so that I wouldn't fall out. Provided some direction what to do and what not to do. Orthoptists made such a difference. The following quotes were associated with staff awareness and understanding practices by consumers. People either are really helpful and go out of their way or didn't give a rat's and were too busy to help you. A bit more stressful for nursing staff as it's more worrying they can't see where they are going. They didn't know how to lead someone who is blind. They didn't ask how can I help you or physically know the best way to provide that help when guiding someone who is blind or has low vision. We are being treated differently and are at a disadvantage because we have a disability when we're in hospital. I had IV pain relief, but I was given trigger cable, and because I couldn't see it, I effectively had no pain relief for a good hour. That was pretty dramatic. Mum showed up and found me and then advocated on my behalf. Need to break down assumptions about what people who are blind or have low vision do and don't need or want. In hospital, I was told I couldn't take my guide dog in. Unbelievable. The orthoptist was incredibly thorough and caring how they did things. They went out of their way to try and get a resolution as soon as possible. They're all in it together, and they all understand each other. It was a really nice environment. Clinicians. Emotions that the clinicians felt in relation to staff awareness and understanding practices included stressful, worrying, uncomfortable. Experiences that were associated with staff and awareness and understanding practices by clinicians included orthoptists give clear feedback. Orthoptists give clear instructions. Safety alarm on. Communicated in handover. Care guide placed in patient file. Close to nurse station. Lack of funding in this area. A lot of responsibility. Experience variation in care. Coach them, help them, knowing how to help. Aware of falls risks. Aware of placing when a person has neglect due to stroke. Have clinical knowledge of stroke. Quotes associated with staff awareness and understanding by clinicians included. If orthoptist doesn't work when new patient comes in, then nurses don't know what to do. Delays in their care and discharge, which doesn't benefit hospital, nurses. I'd hate to be in that position. Staff talk about the stress of this. They say it's time-consuming. More staff need to get involved. It means less time to look after other patients. Don't get special resources to look after the visual impairment patient.